The top thigh, you call it. That's all I've ever called.
And you have the liver and
chicken liver and gizzard.
Did you feed all your animals at the same time?
Oh yeah, feed them all at the same time. At least we did. We had a big lot, and the boys would go down every evening and feed them. Feed the cows in their stall, in their lot, and the hogs in there.
Did you have a special time to come?
Yeah, I said about 4 o'clock in the evening.
And that was what,
feeding
time?
Give them water, but we were lucky enough to have a branch run through there. And we didn't have to water. They had plenty of water through there in this branch.
What if,
we fed the cows on cottonseed meal, cottonseed hulls and cottonseed meal, sprinkled over them. That's what we fed our cows. And then we had the richest kind of milk and butter.
Well, what if your cows and your hogs got away? How'd you get them back?
You just have to get somebody to go get them, find them, locate them. But we lost two pretty hogs like that, one great big one and then another one medium size.
Do you have a special call or something?
Oh, well, in those days, we didn't have no real appetite, you know.
If you were just calling yourself.
Oh, yes, you'd call them. You'd call them pig, or ooh, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we'd always call them.
How about for your cow?
Well, I didn't call but one cow, and that was my pet. And her name was Baby. Called her Baby, because I broke her when she played with her first cage. My brother-in-law tried to break her, and he couldn't break her, you know, to milk. He couldn't rule her, and she wouldn't, you know, let him milk her. And I had to train her, you know, to milk her. So I just named her Baby, and I don't care where she would be, if she's in hearing distance, she had been way across the field, and I would call her when I go home. Mm-hmm. I said, Baby, come on, Baby. And she'd come a flying. She just coming through there just like anything.
Would you know when you driving your surrey, how did you know whether you wanted to turn one way or
well,
another?
Well, you pull, right or left. See, you got lines. Mm-hmm. You see, just like you drive, you know, you see people driving in. Well, you drive, you see, you got the lines in your hand. Mm-hmm. Well, if you want them to turn left, you pull that line. And if you want them to go right, you pull it right in. And whatever way you want them to go, that's what you do. That's up to you, you see.
Uh-huh. Well, then how about if you want them to stop?
Pull the line and say, whoa. Mm-hmm. And they stop. And even when you get ready to go, get up. And they go.
Well, you didn't have to say anything if you want them to turn left or right.
Nothing to do but to pull that line. They go that way. Mm-hmm. And when it's flying, the men know more about that than I do, but to G and ha, all like that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know too much about him planting garden sometimes. G!